It took 12 innings, but the Apple Sox improved to 6-1 on the season as they defeat the Victoria Harbor Cats by a 3-2 score. What a battle this one was. Wenatchee never led until scoring in the top of the 12th inning, but they're able to get the victory here to open up the weekend. Let's go through the scoring of this game. First off, Evan Canfield is spectacular in 5 innings of work. He struck out 9 batters, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, walked 2 in that time. Spectacular work from Canfield, but he was not able to pick up a decision in this game. The right-hander kicks and deals a pitch that swung on and missed for strike 3. First punch out of the ball game for Evan Canfield is out number 1. 0-2 the count, 2 down, no one aboard in the bottom of the first of a scoreless game. The pitch from Canfield, swing and a miss for strike 3. 2 punch outs for the Apple Sox right-hander and a 1-2-3 bottom of the first.
A 1-2 offering. Wave and a miss for strike 3. So there it is, strikeout number 7 in a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Evan Canfield. 3-2 the count. Nobody out. A pitch. Wave and a miss. A breaking ball on the inside edge that could not be connected on. And that's the 8th punch out of the ball game for Evan Canfield. 1-2 the count. Canfield still a pitch away from getting out of the inning. Turns and fires home. A breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Another punch out for Evan Canfield, and it's a scoreless 5th inning as he strands a runner at 2nd.
He allowed runs to score in the 2nd and 3rd, both times with 2 outs. Back-to-back 2-out walks, a couple of steals, and a throwing error led to a run in the 2nd, and then a 2-out double, and followed by a 2-out RBI single by Camden Sauce, made it 2-0 Harbor Cats after 3 innings. The Apple Sox bats were deathly quiet through the first 6 innings of this ball game, but they woke up late after Canfield had exited the game, and in the top of the 7th inning, they broke through. Max Hartman hit by a pitch. He was then doubled in one batter later by Cade Benavidez. Stays put, the 0-1. Benavidez slaps it the opposite way. This one is going to drop in for a base hit, and it gets away from the left fielder, Schneider. Hartman's going to head over to third. He gets the wave home. Relay coming in will not get home, and it's an RBI single by Cade Benavidez. He does end up at 2nd. And the Apple Sox are on the board here in the 7th inning to cut the deficit in half. Benavidez would eventually come around to score as well, not long after, as he would eventually go to 3rd, tagging up on a flyout to right field, and then scored on a wild pitch to even up the game. And Luca Boscarino has a chance to tie this game up. 0-2 in the game. Steps up to the ditch here, looking to try and play to run. Get on hold of a swing. The ball gets away. Away from Anderson it goes. Benavidez slides in safely. And this game is evened up. 2-2 here with one out in the top of the 7th. As the Apple Sox even it up with each of their first 2 batters coming to the plate, reaching and scoring eventually. After that, it was Carter Seeley for a while dominating on the bump for the Apple Sox. As he tossed 5 scoreless innings of relief, struck out 6 in that time, walked 1, allowed 1 base hit as well. He was fantastic and got out of a number of jams, including stranding a man at third base in the 6th inning. At the time, he was leading 2-0, got a strikeout to end the 6th inning. Thompson back in there, 2-2 with 2 down. The righty fires, and that is in there for called strike 3. Pops away from Scheffler. He'll fire to first to complete the strikeout, and the side is retired. Carter Seeley with a strikeout to wrap up the 6th inning. Later on, Seeley would continue his dynamite work. In fact, he went into a stretch where he retired 10 consecutive hitters in a row, and it began in the 7th inning with runners at 1st and 2nd. In the tie ball game, he got the final 2 outs in quick order with a strikeout and a pop out to right field. And the offering is a check swing, but it's in the zone anyway, called strike 3. 2nd punch out of the ball game for Carter Seeley, and one away here in the 6th and the 7th inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Big punch out for Carter Seeley. His 2nd of the inning and 3rd of the ball game. From there, a 1-2-3 8th inning and a 1-2-3 ninth inning to help force extra innings. 1-2 to count to Haggard. Seeley kicks and fires. A pitch that swung and missed for strike 3. 4th punch out of the ball game for him. The 1-2. On the inside edge, it's called strike 3. Seeley is fired up as he heads back to the third base dugout, and this game remains tied. Let's go to the 9th. It's 2-2 between Wenatchee and Victoria. The 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 6 punch outs in 4 shutout innings of relief from Carter Seeley. For the first time this summer, let's go to extra innings. He came on in the 10th inning and ran into a little bit of trouble early on. An early pop out to center field off of the bats of Lucas Ramirez, and then Ty Rosol made it two down. But Garrett Tunison was hit by a pitch. He stole second, but again, Seeley one last time would come through as he forced an inning-ending ground out to the left side of force for innings. 2-0 the count. Runner at second, the pitch, swung on, hit over to the left side, up with it, Benavidez, slight bobble, flips across, and it's in time. Let's go to the 11th. It's still 2-2 after Carter Seeley tosses his fifth consecutive scoreless inning in relief. In the 11th inning, the Apple Sox had a chance to score with the man in scoring position. Joe Scheffler drew a leadoff walk. He was sacrificed over, but then a strikeout and a flyout ended the inning. Carson Bozal came on in the 11th inning. It started out strong, got a strikeout, punching out Jake Haggard, his first batter faced. He walked Eric Anderson. Anderson would eventually go over toward third base on a flyout, and then a balk put him over at third. Bozal got out of the jam as he induced an ending ground out to second to force a 12th inning. Here we go. Let's see what Bozal has here. Mickles from the left side looking for his first hit of the day. Bozal's one ball, no strike pitch. Swung on and hit towards second. On the bounce, Buxton has it. He flips to first. Let's go to the 12th. Carson Bozal strands the winning run at third. And we will have more baseball tonight at Royal Athletic Park in the top of the 12th. The Sox got a base runner, and this time they brought him home. Leadoff single by Damon Gaither up the middle. It was pinch ran for by Jack Johnson. Sacrificed over to second by Luca Boscarino. Elijah Pelayo flew out to right field, but then Antonio Gianni delivered another two-out base hit. The 1-0 to Gianni. Swinging a ball struck to the third base side. Past the diving attempt of the third baseman, Sauce. Johnson gets the wave around third. He will come around to score. And for the first time tonight, the Apple Sox have the lead. A two-out go-ahead RBI single by Antonio Gianni. It's 3-2 here in the top of the 12th inning, as the pinch runner Johnson scores all the way from second, and Gianni comes through with another two-out base hit. Gianni with an RBI single to the left side to score. Johnson gave the Apple Sox the lead. They threatened a little bit more with Fred Buxton reaching on an error. Gianni stole third, but Joe Scheffler popped out to center field to end the top of the 12th. In the bottom of the 12th, it looked like momentum was shifting back to the home team as they had both the tie and winning runs on the base paths. It all began with Sky Collins hitting a routine ball to short that the usually sure-gloved Elijah Pelayo usually makes that play. But he had a throw that went out of play, first base side, a little bit high and out of the reach of first baseman Jack Johnson. It went out of play, and that put Collins in scoring position. Bozal buckled down to strike out Lucas Ramirez for the first out of the inning. But after that, Bozal would strike out or would walk Tyrus Hall before inducing an inning-ending and game-ending 5-4-3 double play. It'll be a 1-0 offering in a moment from Bozal. And the pitch. Swung on a chop to third. Benavidez to second for one. The throw to first. And it is in time for a game-ending double play. Carson Bozal locks it down. And Wenatchee spoils Victoria's home opener with a 3-2 win in 12 innings. Bozal slams the door shut, and the Sox are victorious to open up the weekend. Their third win of the road trip and their sixth of the season. So that gave the Apple Sox the big 3-2 victory to open up the weekend in extra innings against the Harbor Cats. The Wenatchee Apple Sox are back in action and ready to feel your support. Come see the brightest young stars the game has to offer. Who knows, you could be watching a future pro. Come catch all of the action as the Apple Sox return to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after a six-game road trip. Wenatchee takes on the Bellingham Bells June 11th through 13th with all games starting at 6:35 p.m. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. Joined by tonight's hero of the game, Antonio Gianni, who delivered the game-winning RBI base hit with two outs in the bottom of the 12th inning. Antonio, this is back-to-back Fridays now, a eventual game-winning two-out RBI single. You did it back at home, and now you do it on the road this Friday. Take me through your approach at the plate there. Leadoff man Damon Gaither reaches, sacrificed over. There's the pinch runner Jack Johnson, and then with two down in the inning, you come through. Did you have a two-strike approach during that sequence?
Not at all. I got into that good. I'm pretty sure it was 1-0. Honestly, I don't know. I already forgot about it, but I got into that situation a couple innings earlier where I was like, I'm going to get another AB today. Like, just grind it out, trust our lineup to get out there again. And I was like, I'm going to deliver the winning hit. And ripped that one to third the inning before. And I was like, man, if I get up again, I'm going to put this one in play, hit it hard. And went up there, saw the guy in second, and just looking for a pitch in the zone. He gave me that slider, stayed on it, was able to hit it hard and score jack. So, you know, no real approach, but just reaction right there.
What a crazy situation, though, where you guys had not led at any point in the game. You had 3 hits in total through the first 11 innings. You get 2 in the 12th inning. What was the mindset heading into extra innings after you guys had tied this up?
We're going to win. I honestly don't think there was a doubt there. This team's gritty. Like, I don't think I've played on a team of guys that want to win and work hard like this one. It comes down to every arm, every guy in the dugout, everyone off the bench. I mean, they just want to win. So I have full confidence in, you know, a teammate of mine back home in Arizona, Carter Seeley, and then Carson coming in and shoving it. Like, it was great. So, you know, we tied it. I was like, yeah, we're winning this game.
I was going to ask you about that. The pitching was unbelievable tonight. Evan Canfield pitched good enough to win. 9 strikeouts and 5 solid innings. Carter Seeley was nearly unhittable. We'll hear from him in just a moment, a guy you mentioned your teammates with at Central Arizona. And then Carson Bozal comes in and slams the door. How good were these guys tonight?
Amazing. You know, it's really fun to play defense behind a good pitching staff. They miss a lot of barrels and got a lot of fun plays out there, actually. They flare some balls off, make me go run a little in left field. But it's a lot of fun, you know, a lot of faith and trust in them. And they delivered, and they're going to keep doing it, so I'm excited.
Excited for tomorrow night as well. You guys are still focused on trying to win this series against Victoria. You've got 3 wins down on this road trip. What do you have to do tomorrow?
Play our baseball. Like, we're going to come out aggressive, and I think those last 4 innings we played is how we're going to open up tomorrow. I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to come in and be dominant.
Looking forward to that. Antonio, congrats on the night here tonight, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.
That was Antonio Gianni joining us here on the Apple Sox postgame show. And now we're going to chat with Carter Seeley, who had 5 shutout innings of relief out of the bullpen, came on in the 6th, departed after the 10th. Carter, this had to feel phenomenal for you. You know, the season started for you a week ago, tough first outing, bounced back this past Monday in non-league action, and you show what you bring to the table here tonight. How good did this one feel?
Yes, sir. I mean, it felt great. I kind of got to give it all over to my teammates, and you know, they really put me in an opportunity there and put me in a situation where I could just go out there and throw freely. I actually told Carson over here, you know, with the fans yelling and stuff, and it feels like when everything's not going your way, just, you know, just keep it simple and put it down the middle. Like, yeah. Our team's making plays for us, and that was really the biggest thing for me, just keeping it simple. It felt great.
Just 1 hit allowed, 1 walk issued, and 6 strikeouts in this game. You had a stretch where you retired 10 consecutive hitters in order, and that began after 2 men reached with 1 out in the 7th inning, a 1-out walk, and then the catcher's interference after that. You buckled down after that. What did you do in that inning to get out of that jam?
Yes, sir. Something I've been doing since my senior year of high school, actually. I've got 4 letters under my hat, CFPD, and they mean compete for Papa Dick, and that's actually my grandfather who passed away my senior year, and it was his dream to come watch me play baseball one last time my senior year, and then he really was trying to fight to watch me play in Arizona. So when I get in jams like that, I take off my hat, look at the initials, just remind myself why I played the game, and it really, you know, really speaks to me, and I can almost feel him out there, feel his dreams coming true, and that's just what I focus on, you know, trying to just ignore all that other stuff and remind myself why I'm playing the game.
That's incredible. I mean, it's more than just the game at that point, isn't it?
For sure, yeah. No, that was my biggest deal, biggest game changer for me that really started showing me success is instead of playing for myself, just really putting it out there, putting it for my teammates, and putting it especially for my grandpa. You know, I'm trying to live out his dreams and make him happy.
We saw your confidence throughout this game, coming off the mound after big strikeouts, end innings, getting big groundouts. The emotion and just your intensity tonight was just, I'm sure you could see with your teammates, it was infectious, but just your confidence was so far up. How much did maybe even just this past Monday's non-league game maybe just help, just getting back on the bump after a game you were trying to turn the page on last Friday?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the biggest thing with those games, especially that first one where I came out on opening day, I think the biggest thing, like I said earlier, was keeping it simple. And also, I called my pitching coach back home, and he's so great with just saying, hey, like, you know what? Like, you know what you're capable of, and you're just thinking so much. You want to do it for the people, and, you know, just go out there and learn the basics and just play the game the right way. And let the page turn themselves.
Looking into when you came out for the 10th inning, did you get surprised at all? You went out for the 10th, 4 shutout at that point. Did you think, okay, maybe they're going to let me loose now?
Not necessarily. If it was my choice, I would have tried to throw the whole game. That's kind of how I am, no matter how I'm feeling. I really just wanted to help the guys, but absolutely no second thought when he said, the game's still tied, we're going to Carson here. I said, absolutely. Like, let's get behind our guy now. You know, I was really confident. As soon as we scratch a run, we're winning this game, and it happened.
That's exactly what happened, yeah. The last question for you, is that the longest relief outing you've ever tossed?
Yes, sir.
I have a feeling Mitch Darlington has a habit for that. We'll hear from him in a moment, but was it pretty exhilarating just going inning after inning?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a little bit of a process off the field during in between those innings, you know, trying to keep myself neutral and make sure that I'm keeping the intensity high, but at the same time trying to stay somewhat neutral. Can't really keep that energy that high the whole entire game, so that was the biggest thing there.
It was so fun to watch here. Enjoy this one, Carter. Well-deserved. We should have gotten a decision in this one, but definitely not to be proud of.
Thank you.
That's Carter Seely joining us after he went 5 shutout innings in relief. And now he'll hand the headset off to the winning pitcher of tonight's game, Carson Bozal, joining us. Carson, you just pitched a couple innings this past Tuesday. You knew coming into the weekend you'd be available. Did you think you would get called upon this soon?
Yes. Our pitching coach, Callie, had told me today I was hot, probably going to be first or second out of the pen and in a high leverage situation, close game. So when we got it tied up, I was ready to go in the game.
How exciting was it to finish this game? On Tuesday, you started the ninth inning, removed after the one batter. You finished what you started here tonight.
Yeah, it felt great, especially in front of this big crowd and teammates going. Felt good to finally close this one out.
Yeah, and you really closed it out thanks to inducing that inning-ending and game-ending double play ball. Let's go through the 12th inning. Starts with an error, a ball that Elijah Palau is going to make for the rest of the summer, but just, it didn't happen today.
Mm-hmm.
You get a strikeout after that, then a walk. What's going through your mind with the winning run over at first and the tying run at second?
Keeping it simple, like Carter Seely said, that pep talk he gave me going out into the 12th was a good one. Trusting my team behind me. I mean, like you said, Elijah Meigs has been nails all year, trying to get a double play. They've been missing a barrel all game, so I knew I could get a ground ball and close the game up.
You did exactly that. When that ball is hit to the left side, take me through what's going through your mind, because I know everyone on that dugout, the third base side on the field, is thinking, here we go, let's get two.
No doubt in my mind we're going to turn it. We got a good guy at third, Cade, and Fred at second. He's got an arm at second, so he can hose it over to first, and we're able to make the play.
And it was so exciting to see. Just, what did this mean for you, like you said, pitching in front of this packed house? They stayed here pretty much the whole night, and you guys got a chance to kind of play spoiler a little bit in the first game of the weekend.
I mean, it felt good, but you just got to keep it simple, like you were saying. It's just another game. Might have been more fans tonight. We got to keep it the same and just do your thing.
Really exciting. Carson, thank you for joining us. Enjoy this one.
Thank you, Joel.
That's Carson Bozal. He had 2 scoreless innings of relief as the Apple Sox defeated the Harbor Cats. Joining us now, the head coach of the Apple Sox, Mitch Darlington, after this gutsy victory here tonight. What a ball game. Every time it seems like the Sox and the Harbor Cats match up, it's a heck of a game. Whoever ends up winning the game, and tonight it goes your way, Skip. And this one, and it started out a little rough, the 2 runs, and with 2 outs in the second and third innings, nothing really going against the starting pitcher Elijah Higginbottom. You guys buckled down, though, found a way to rally late. Let's start and talk about that 7th inning, Mitch, because you guys found a way in that frame to get a couple of runs early on in the frame. Hartman hit by the pitch, a double in by Cade Benavidez. Exactly what you wanted from that spot in the order.
Yeah. You know, going back to what you said, it was Todd Heaney comes over in the 11th inning and just starts laughing and goes, dude, every time we play, it's a dogfight. What else would you expect? And, you know, that's the way it is, man. It just seems like every time these two teams match up the last few years, it's a grind and, you know, it's going to be a 3-2 ball game with no hits. And, you know, credit to them, man. That's a really good lineup. They got a really good team. Thought their pitching was good. Thought their lineup looked good. They put good swings on a baseball. You know, Ramirez making some ridiculous plays in the outfield. That's a good ball club. Just proud of our guys, proud of a way to be resilient and kind of grind through. It was kind of ugly there at the plate. Didn't have much going, but just found a way to be gritty and get it done.
Three hits in the first 11 innings of play after how last night was. There was traffic every inning. Tonight it was a lot harder to come by. What does this say about you guys that you could win a low-scoring game like this?
Yeah, you know, I thought the pitching staff threw well. I thought Evan gave us a great start, great chance to win. You know, and then Carter Seeley was special. You know, he just kept hanging up zeros and keeping us in the game. And, you know, like you said, we found a way to scratch a couple and tie it up. And Seeley just kept going back out there and giving us a chance to go win it. And, you know, eventually we just got to the point. His pitch count was getting up there and kind of had to go to Bozal. And offense found a way to scratch one finally. Kind of came out, Gianni came out with a big two-out hit. And found a way to close the door.
Let's rewind. Let's go back to where you said Seeley kept going out and out again and again. You chose to keep going to him five innings in relief. You're no stranger to using guys for multiple innings out of the pen, but what gave you the confidence to keep going to Carter Seeley, even as the game went on and even as his pitch count ramped up when he'd never tossed more than an inning in his first two appearances?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a big part of it is this early in the season, we just don't have the arms that are in yet. You know, on a road trip like this, we're kind of scheduling guys who are going to throw, and, you know, we just don't have the bullets to keep running guys out there. So the other thing, obviously, I mean, he was just in a groove, man. It would have been dumb of me to pull him. He kept hanging zeros and looked good and looked in his zone, and you could tell he wasn't, phased by the atmosphere. He kind of fed off it, and I kept telling Mike, I'm like, we got to give him a ball. We got to keep letting him roll, and that's what he did.
He did exactly that here. So several phenomenal jams he got out, and then so did Carson Bozal. You know, again, he just pitched a few days ago. He said he knew he'd be ready to go tonight, but it's still, you know, maybe a little bit earlier than maybe you would have expected to use him. He was phenomenal in those final two frames.
Yeah, he's another one, man. He just feeds off high energy games, man. It seems like in the bigger the moment, you know, the velo ticks up a little bit, the stuff is better, and he locks in. So he's a competitive kid. You'd expect nothing less from a Bozal. So we knew a big situation. Let's give him the rock, and he'll find a way to close this thing out.
What do you have to do to win this series? Still two games to go this weekend against the Harbor Cats.
Man, it's going to be a grind. That's a really good ball club. So take it inning by inning. We'll roll out tomorrow, get Sam around the ball, and we'll go from there, man. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So it's always a pleasure watching these two teams. Always a pleasure to have you joining us here on the postgame. Thanks, Skip.
Appreciate it.
That's the head coach of the Apple Sox, Mitch Darlington, after Wenatchee defeated Victoria 3-2 in 12 innings.
Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900. Joined now by Apple Sox catcher Luca Boscarino. And Luca, you've been kind of switching a little bit between DHing and catching. Tell me about your preparation for these days when you are catching compared to the days where you are also DHing.
Nothing changes for me. Every day it's just the next game. Same routine if I'm catching or DHing, same stretch, same pregame mental routine. And just getting dialed in for every at-bat, just trying to win every at-bat, win every pitch. If I'm catching, win every pitch behind the plate, DHing, win every pitch in the box. And it's just always the same. I don't like to change nothing. Stick to the routine and just keep going every day.
Let's talk about your week at the plate. A couple of big singles in that series with Port Angeles on the road. You guys had an up-and-down series, I think, offensively. The runs were there, but maybe some of the opportunities weren't as big as you wanted. Tell me about how you kind of look at them, what you guys are trying to work on with these runners and scoring position opportunities.
I think just trying to put together quality at-bats, you know. I feel like it's a game where you can't control if you get a hit or not, but you could control whether you put a quality at-bat on or not. So I think we could do a bit of better job in guys, runners on second and third, less than two outs to get the guy in, just take more team at-bat swings and stuff like that. But I think if we go in there every game with the goal to put a quality at-bat on, I think we'll be just fine because we got a stud pitching staff, so we'll just do our part.
How are you feeling at the plate right now? You had some limited action this spring, kind of jumping right into regular work with the Apple Sox.
I feel good. You know, like I said before, I just try and treat every game like it's the next game. Whether I played yesterday or haven't played in a month, it's the next game. I get in that box. I'm really focused on the pitch ahead, just trying to win that pitch. And then when that pitch is done, just focus on the next pitch and just keep trying to put quality at bats, keep trying to win pitches. And at the end of the day, I just want to see how many quality at bats I could stack on and then build it the next day.
You're an Ontario native, Mississauga, where you hail from. How nice is it always to get back into Canada to play, even if it is on the other end of the country?
It's beautiful, man. Whether it's in Mississauga or here in Victoria, it feels like home. The air feels the same. It's just nice to be back in the country, back on soil. So happy to be back home in Canada, north of the border, and I'm happy to be here and can't wait for the summer travel.
What's the biggest thing you enjoy in Canada that you can't have in the United States?
Tim Hortons, man. You got that Tim Hortons north of the border. Great breakfast to start the day. I love it up here, man. It's always exciting. Every time I come home from school, the first thing I do is stop at Timmy's. So looking forward to that this weekend for sure.
Tell me about the chemistry of this group. It's so early on. We're about a week into the season. You joined this team last Sunday, but it feels like the group is really coming together.
Absolutely. These guys, I came in here on Sunday, and it's Friday today. I feel like I've known these guys for a year. The way we bond in the room and on and off the field, it's crazy. Everyone's here to have fun and get their work in, and it's just great vibes in the hotel, great vibes at the field. We're all here looking out for each other, and we just got a super tight group one weekend. So I can't wait to see how tight we bond come July and August, and hopefully that translates on the field and we keep winning games, man.
And last thing for you, you have played summer ball the last 2 years. What have you learned about what you have to do over the course of a summer to sustain yourself with the everyday grind?
100%. I think the mental side is the most important thing. I think I do a good job physically, stretching, going to the gym every day, and it's just that mental side, because it's easy to get here and a couple weeks in to be excited and ready to go, but when those July days come, August days come, it gets pretty long. So just staying mentally ready every day, just understanding not to give at-bats away, and then every at-bat has a meaning to the team and to your success off the field as well. It's just that mental game that keeps me going and keeps me locked in every day.
Absolutely. Well, Luca, thank you for the time. Best of luck here tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Joel.
That's Luca Boscarino joining us as we get set for the Apple Sox versus the Harbor Cats.
Wenatchee scores 3 runs on the road in tonight's contest. They pick up 5 hits, commit 3 errors, 2 runs scored by Victoria on 5 hits, and 1 error committed by them. Time of the game, 3 hours and 14 minutes, right on 10 o'clock on the dot. And the winning pitcher, Carson Bozal, 2 scoreless innings of relief. And Brooks Brewster suffers the loss. He fired 2 innings out of the pen, allowed 1 run on 2 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout.